بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. Respected elders and dear brothers and all who are listening on the audio streaming, this beautiful Qasida Burda Sharif, very beautiful Qasida, there's a lot of detail regarding the background and so on, but each verse is dripping with the ishq and love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we find this one couplet which I recited here, which I will briefly explain. هُوَ الْحَبِيبُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ لِكُلِّ هَوْلٍ مِّنَ الْأَهْوَالِ مُقْتَحِمِ. هُوَ الْحَبِيبُ, he is that Habib, he is that beloved one. تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ, whose intercession is hoped for. And intercession in this, in the hereafter, but also intercession in this world, in this which way? That لِكُلِّ هَوْلٍ مِّنَ الْأَهْوَالِ مُقْتَحِمِ. In all major crises, major calamities, it is His intercession that we look forward to, and through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out of whatever difficulties or problems we find ourselves in. Day of Qiyamah, undoubtedly, the shafa'ah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be witnessed by millions. And everyone will be desirous and wishful of his shafa'at, that we desire your intercession for us, O Nabi of Allah. And for the sinful ones, they are the ones who will be most hopeful of his intercession. As is written in the on the walls of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, on the Jari Mubarak, Shafa'ati li Ahlil Kabairi min Ummati. My intercession is for the big sinners of my ummah. The people of big sins, the big sinners, my intercession is for them. The big gunegar, the people who did very, very major sins, will be the ones who will be hopeful of his intercession. And it is through the barakah of his intercession, many will be saved from hellfire and will be granted entry into Jannah. So, هو الحبيب الذي turja shafa'atu, he is that Habib, that beloved, whose intercession is hoped for. لِكُلِّ هَوْلٍ مِّنَ الْأَهْوَالِ مُقْتَحِمِ, from every disaster and calamity, major difficulties and problems. And that is on Yawmul Qiyamah. The people who are in trouble there, big trouble, will be running, looking for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah's Nabi, intercede on my behalf. O Allah's Rasul, intercede on my behalf. O my beloved Nabi, intercede for me. I'm in trouble, I'm in problems. And he will say, come my ummati, I will intercede on your behalf. In the life of this world also we find that his intercession is in the form of Durood Sharif upon him. That different formats of Durood Sharif for different problems. We read that Durood Sharif with the hope that through the barakat of this Durood, and what is Durood? Durood is to take his name with love. Then through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve our problems of this world also. And we read that Durood Sharif with that conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the solution and the keys of our problems in this Durood Sharif. We read the Durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the different types of problems that we encounter, we read the Durood Sharif. And indeed, it is through the barakah of the Durood Sharif, it is a kind of intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Durood Sharif becomes the means of solution of problems and difficulties. Famous guru that we know of, and we've heard about the background of that Durood Sharif, the Durood Tunjina, for example. At the time of difficulties and problems, it is really like the elixir, and it is the alchemy. When we hold on to this Durood, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up all the locks. The ship was sinking, the passengers were screaming in fear. One wali of Allah sees the vision of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is inspired to read the words of Durood Tunjina. And as he begins to read the words of Durood Tunjina, he is told them, all the people must read this Durood 1,000 times. They only reach a count of 300. They only reach a count of 300, and Allah ta'ala saved the ship from sinking. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Then of course they still continued. They told them, don't stop now because the ship is stable, stabilized. Carry on, finish the count of 1,000. So this is Durood Tunjina, that a sinking ship is saved by the power of the Durood Sharif. If the ship of our life is sinking with all our problems, then hold on to Durood Tunjina. Allah Ta'ala saved a real ship with hundreds of passengers from sinking through the barakat of Durood Tunjina. Will Allah Ta'ala not keep the ship of our life floating and protected through the power of Durood Tunjina? It is just one example. There are countless formats of Durood Sharif for different problems, difficulties, all kinds of issues. Just even a very straightforward durood that we will read. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa ala ali Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. O sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi. These short durood sharifs we read as many as possible, read in big quantities. Obviously we want to see the effect, we want to see the result. We are in a problem, we are in a difficulty. Oh, you can't just read a few times and expect the problem is going to disappear. We have to read a sizable quantity to see the full effect of it. We read a few hundred, read a few thousand, read over a few days, few nights, and we will see the miracles of the Durood Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show it to us. So therefore, we should hold tight to this great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the gift of Durood Sharif. And in that is also the guarantee of the shafa'at of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. And we look forward to his shafa'at and intercession in the hereafter. And we look forward to his intercession in this world in the form of Durood upon him. That will do the work and it will solve the problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq and hidayat and guidance. Inshallah, we will read the 40 durood and salam, inshallah al-aziz.